Iduma climbed to the top of the dune and collapsed on the summit, gasping for breath. Her son rolled free of her emaciated arms to lie beside her. Every breath brought new torment to her burning lungs. Yet fear of the hunters on their trail gave her the strength to rise from the sand. With stubborn strength, she lifted her child and began to descend down the dune's northern slope. She looked down at her son. She had longed to watch him grow into maturity, but now she knew she never would. She trudged up the slope of the next dune. Her legs gave out just as she reached the top, as the limit of her strength expired. A sound reached her ears. It sounded like creaking wood. She opened her eyes. A hard-packed road lay on the other side of the dune. On it trundled a low wagon pulled by a pair of oxen.
Help me! Please! Please help me!
Freeing one hand from holding her son, Iduma reached toward the wagon. The wagon stopped. Soft steps trod up the far slope and cast a shadow over them.
Halil! Bring water!
Iduma lifted her head.
I am a priestess of the Hidden Temple. Please, help us.
The nozzle of a water skin was pressed to her lips. She drank greedily. The water met the parched tissues of her throat. Then she pushed it away, down toward her son. Strong hands dribbled water onto his lips. Iduma's heart almost stopped as her son lay unresponsive, the water filling his mouth and spilling out the sides. Then he swallowed, and relief surged through her.
Take the boy. He'll fetch good coin in Partisha if he survives.
Those strong hands reached down and lifted her son.
What about her?
She's too far gone. Leave her. She'll be dead before morning.
They started to turn away when the servant paused in his steps.
Look at his eyes.
The taller man leaned down over her son.
Strange. I've never seen eyes so gold before. Load him up.
As they left, Iduma tried to get up, but her arms and legs refused to obey. Her son's name was the last word she spoke before her head sank to the ground, never to rise again.
Stop! Stop!